Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur on the topic of Chatzi Isha, marrying a half a woman, and his pashtus b'kiddushin. And we will continue where we left off in the previous shiur. In the previous shiur, we explained the psak of the Rambam, why he paskin the halacha that a woman is mekudeshes midin vaday in a case of Chetzeich b'chatzi pruta, b'chetzeich b'chatzi pruta, and she is also mekudeshes midin vaday in the second case of Chetzeich b'pruta, b'chetzeich b'pruta. And now we want to understand why in the latter two cases she is only mekudeshes according to the Rambam misafik. Chetzi l'pruta hayom v'chetzi l'pruta l'machar, and shnei chetzi l'pruta. Why in those last two cases is the Rambam saying misafik? First two cases, again, we explained in the previous segment why it is midin vaday. So that chetzi l'pruta hayom v'chetzi l'pruta l'machar, half of you should be married with a pruta today, and half of you should be married with a pruta tomorrow, we understand why it's a suffix. Because here, if you don't say mona v'holech, it's not effective. Because here, he was mishayer b'kinyano. Remember we spoke about in the previous shir, that as long as he's not mishayer b'kinyano, as long as he's getting everything he can, then it's fine. She's mekudeshes. But here, he is mishayer b'kinyano. Because the next chetzi, he's only being mekadesh the next day, so in the meantime, he's being Mishayer B'kinyano, so you have to say Mona B'holech. We don't know if you say Mona B'holech. Since there's a problem of Shir B'kinyano, unless you say Mona B'holech, and Mona B'holech is a Safek, Mimayla, the Rambam Paskins, she's Mikudesh, it's Misafek. However, in the fourth problem, the second of the two that we're discussing in this Shir, Chetzech B'pruta, your two halves, Shnei Chetzech, your two halves, should be married with a Pruta, we still have to understand why does she say she's Mikudesh, it's Misafek. So here, based on what we paskin, that if a person is mekadesh chatzi shivcha chatzi vaschorin, she's mekudeshes. Why? Because he wasn't mishayer b'kinyano. He married everything he could. Here also, he wasn't mishayer b'kinyano. He freed the whole thing. Shnei chetzeich. He's marrying the whole person. Shnei chetzeich b'pruta. Your two halves are with the pruta. She's not mishayer anything in his kinyan. So it would appear that the Shnei Chetzeich B'Pruta, there's an additional chisaron in addition, besides that a woman is not miskadeshes le chatzayin. That in such an instance, we explain his words to mean that he's making two chaluyot. Of the two halves with one pruta. In other words, he's giving the whole pruta for a chetzi, for each chetzi. You have one whole pruta, and that pruta is going on each chetzi. That's two separate chaluyot. Shnei chetzeich, your two halves with pruta. So the one half is with the pruta, and the other half is with the pruta, and that's not effective. Why is that not effective? Because of the Rashba Nedarim of Tesamid Bey, Softi Bramaskil Afilu, brought in the Ran, Berach of Tesamid Aleph, Softi Bramaskil Akasav, writes that one Maisa can't be Poel two Chaluyos. Two chalosim, Ayin Sham in the Rashba, and according to that, we can also understand the Gemara later in Kedushin Samach Beis on the Beis, where Hoshaya asked if you give two prutos to a woman, with one he said is kachili ayom, and with the second one he said is kachili achala gashar garshech. What's the din? So if Hoshaya said there are two prutos. Why? Because if it was one pruta, she wouldn't be mekudeshes, because one pruta can't make two chaluyot. So the first chalos is now hayom. Second chalos is lachar shegarshech. One pruta cannot make two chaluyos. So memela, Rav Hoshaya said, two prutas. So that's our yisod. With one mice, you can't do two chaluyos. And therefore, dafka, if we say that he's mona v'holech, then it's very good. Then he's really making one continuous chalos. Shnei chetzyech pepruta, your two halves, and he's just counting it out. One half and then the other half, and it's one continuous chalos. However, if what he means is two chaluyos for the two halves, in other words, the pruta makes a chalos on the first half, and now the pruta, shnei chetzyech pepruta, now the pruta makes a chalos in the second half. That is not effective, since one pruta is doing two chaluyos, and that's not effective, that doesn't work. And in Mela, the Rambam paskin very well that it's a suffix, because it's telling the suffix of the Gemara, does he mean to do it in halves? In which case, it's no good. Or does he mean to be mona v'holech? It's one chalos. It's like mona v'holech. He's counting it out. It's all one continuous chalos. So therefore, she's not mekudeshes because it's telling the stuff of the Gemara. Does he want to marry her lechatzayin? Or does he want to make one chalos if it's lechatzayin? So then it's two separate chaluyos, arbet nisht. But if it's one chalos, then it's one continuous chalos, and it works. And that's what the Gemara says the reason is, because ein isha miskadeshes lachatzayin klal. What do you mean ein isha miskadeshes lachatzayin? The Gemara could have said that one pruta can't make two chaluyos. So why doesn't the Gemara give that reason, which is the reason we're explaining? And the answer is that we have to say that these questions of Rava were coming from who? From Rav. I already gave away the answer in the question. And he holds that there's a chisaron in chatzayin, like we explained in the previous segments, that Rav holds that even if you're not mishayar b'kinyano, there's a chisaron of chetzi isha. So he holds the chisaron of chetzi isha is be'etzen, that you're not allowed to marry half a woman, even if there's no shayar b'kinyano. And therefore he said a more pashat chisaron of, oh, you can't marry a half a woman. And he didn't have to come on to the reason of pruta achas isn't effective for two chaluyos, which isn't so mefurish and isn't necessarily so pashut. Hashem came the Rambam. The Rambam is holding that the problem is of marrying half a woman is that you're not mishayar b'kinyano. The Rambam isn't bothered by the fact that it's a chetzi isha, because here at the end of the day he's getting the whole isha. There's no shiur b'kinyana. So according to the Rambam, the problem is you're making two chaluyos. So that's the sad that it wouldn't work, and that's why the Rambam is mesupik. On the other hand, maybe he's mona v'holech. So that's why the Rambam comes out that it's safek kedusha. Now that, with the case that we had of your two sons to my two daughters, it doesn't mean, like we explained in the previous segment, that he's married with a pruta. It doesn't mean that he's marrying each of them with the whole pruta. Rather, for every mais and chalos, kedushin is a separate half pruta, because there are two different nosnim. Because the father is the shliach of the two sons, and therefore each son is making a separate chalos, ma'aseh kedushin b'fnei atzma. And it's clear that there's only a chetzi pruta for each one. But since there's a tzeira from tzad the makabel is receiving a whole pruta, it's b'seder gamor. But in the case of shnei chetzyeich, the pruta, here there's going to be two separate kaluyos with this one pruta. And therefore it might be no good. There, one pruta doesn't have to make two chaluyos. There it's split up into a half a pruta. Each half pruta is making a chalos. And like we explained in the previous segment, that's not a problem. That it's only a half. But here, he's giving a whole pruta, and each whole pruta, he's doing a one ma'isa kiddushin. But that one ma'isa has to be po'el beis chaluyos. Two separate chaluyos. And each half. And that you can't do. So based on this, we can be miyashev shitas harambam from the kashiv tosfos, and that was really how we started the shir. Why don't we say as tosfos chetzeich bepruta? Chetzich bepruta mahu. Rabbi asked, half of you with a pruta, and half of you with a pruta. What's the din? Half of you with a pruta, and half of you with a pruta. What's the din? Asked Tosfos, what's the problem? Why don't we just say hispashtus? Here she clearly wants the whole thing. Because she's accepting it for her two halves. So, in Mela, it shouldn't be a problem. For the first half already, that she's mekudeshes with a pruta, so that should already be mispashet. So those tosis teretz. They didn't use a Lashon Kiddushin. That's very good for Tosfos, like the Beis Yosef asked in the Rambam. The Rambam brings this Shaila of Lashon Kiddushin. And why don't we just say Pashut, she's married because of his Pashtus? And also, Shnei Chetzeich Bepruta. The moment he is marrying one half with a pruta, it should automatically spread now. She should be Mekudeshes Lagamre. The answer is a question. The Zera Avram, Nachum Zemba, Simin Yad Aleph Oslamed, asks that if a person is Mishach or half of his Eved, as Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbani Gidmem Aleph Amid Beis, if he's Kohen or not, if it works or not, and everybody holds that he's only half Mishuchor if it does work, why don't we say that the Shichor should be Mispashe Bekulo, because Shichor is like Kedushas Haguf, like we see in Gidmem Amid Beis at the bottom in Rashi. So since Shichor is like Kedushas Haguf, so why don't we say once he's Meshachar half, the whole Eved is Meshachar. So it would appear that according to the Rebbe, if somebody's Meshachar Chatzi Avdo, your Kone, it's not Shver, that we should say Nifshtu Bakula, because we paskin that there's no din of Pashta Kedusha Bakula unless it's Kedushas Haguf to Mizbeach, but not Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Bedek Habayis. If it's just holy for its monetary value, you give to the Beis HaMikdash, or it's holy for usage in the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't have his pashtus. And b'pshuto, the reason is because the pasuk of Yiyah Kodesh, from where we learn that Omer Ragel Shelzu Ola, the whole thing becomes an Ola, is talking about Kedushas Haguf of Mizbeach. And we don't learn Kedushas Bedek Habayis and Kedushas Damim of Mizbeach. However, it would appear that there's also a svara behind this Xeris HaKasav, and that is that the din of Pashta Kedusha Bekula is only shaykh in an instance that he was makdish davar she'eno shalem bifnei atzma, like a person's makdish a regular ola, the regal kishala atzma is not an ola, because the regal bifnei atzma is not roi lakrava, and only when the whole thing is an ola, then the regal is a regal of an ola, and there there's Xeris HaKasav Pashta Kedusha Bekula Behema, since he's a bailim on the whole behema. And if it's davar shana shama tluya ba, then the kule almut's mispashit, because you can't have a half a davar. Masha'en ken bebet ha-kabayis of kedush saguf, that every chelek that he's makdish is a davar shalem, so when he's makdish regel shal behema, the regel kishala atzma is a davar shalem, which is mechur b'leguf. But the kedushas damim, the money that you're giving, you can give all of the money of this regal to the Beit HaKabayis, to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore there's no reason anymore that we should say Pashta. It's because you need a davar shalem. And a raya is that if a person says konam alai, that he makes a neder, and he says a lashon of konam of a carbon, if he says it about a regal shel behema, we don't find that the whole behema becomes aser, even though a konam prati has kedushas aguf, like it says in Ksubas Netesa Medbeis. And we have to say the reason is that in konamos, the regal is like a davar shalim bifnei atzmo, and it's roi ledino. You can fill the din of this konam just with the regal, and therefore there's no din of pashta bakula. And even more than this, we find in the Nesivas and Siman Reish Tesif Katan Beis that according to the Mandi Omar, that Kedusha is Chal on Ubrim, and Uber Yerech Imahu, if he was Makdish only the Uber, if he was Makdish the mother, it's Chal on the Uber, but if he was Makdish only the Uber, it's not considered that he was Makdish Ragah Shel Behema to Pashta Kedusha Bakula, because the Rega, you can't be Makr Bifnei Atzma, Masha Inkain. Masha Enkein, Gabi Uber, you could be Makriv the Uber Levado when it's Nolad. And therefore, we don't say Pashto Kedusha Bekula. So, if you hold that Kedusha is Chol al Ubrim, so when you're Makdish the Uber, then we don't say Pashto. Why don't we say Pashto? When you're Makdish the Uber, we don't say Pashto. Why don't we say Pashto? We don't say Pashta because it's Roy Ladino Bifnei Atzma. So it's another beautiful Raya for our Yisod, that if it's a Davar Shalim Bifnei Atzma, we don't say Pashta. And according to this, according to Rebbe, who holds that if you're Meshach V'chatzi Avdo, you're a Kone, he's Kone, that half of himself, it's Pashta that it's not Shaykh to say his Pashtas, because since you could be Meshachver, an Eved L'chatzayin, you could half free him, so that is a davar shalim. It's roi ledino. Now he's half a free eved, and that is in itself a davar shalim. And now this eved has a davar shalim that every other day now he's free, he's off from work. So therefore, we don't say his pashtus because he's royal ladino, but according to the Rabbanan, whether he's mishach chatzi avdo, he's not kone. So there, why don't we say pashta shichur bakulei? So we can be miyashiv. Also, according to the Rabbanan, that the rabbis hold that you're mishach chatzi avdo lo kone. It says in the Gemara in Membezam at Aleph that an eved shel shnei shutfin, and he was one of them was mishach where his chelak lekulei alma kone. And Rashi explains that it's because all he has is half. So when he was mishach where he wasn't mishayer bikinyano, and it's like a woman who goes out legamre, because he let him out completely as far as he's concerned. And it says if a person is meshachar half of his neved and then he gives the other half as a matana, so then the kuli alma kana, because he goes out completely. So we see from this that shichur doesn't help for half is not because half an eved is lav bar shichur, and there's a giron in a chatzi shichur because it's not shalem. It's not the problem because you can takadu a chatzi in certain instances. But rather, the problem is when you're not mishayer miti. The problem is that there's a machtzis that you're not mishachur. So since you're mishayer bikinyano, it's not effective. And therefore, in an instance where you're not mishayer for yourself anything, a shichur chatzi eved works. And according to this, we can say that that's why there's no din pashta b'shichur, because it emerges that be'emes, even according to the Rabbanan, chatzi eved is a davar shalem l'shichur. Even the rabbis hold it's a davar shalem. And that it doesn't work when he tries to be mishachur a half is because he's mishayer. He leaves over in his kinyan. But that doesn't mean that the half that he frees isn't a davar shalem. And it's not like regel ola. Regel ola meets regel meets ad atzma is not a davar shalem, it's not roi bifnei atzma ledina. And therefore we say, pashta bakula, but here bifnei atzma it's roi ledino. There's only another problem. The half is, you theoretically could be mishachur a half. A half is a davar shalem, the only problem is the other half. That is mishayer bikinyano. But that doesn't mean a half in eved isn't a davar shalem. It is, the problem is the other half. So now it would appear that we said earlier that there's machlokas amaroyim in the gather of the din of isha marachmana v'lo chatzi isha. Is it because the chatzi isha is lav bas kedushin, or b'emes the chatzi isha is also bas kedushin? The chisaron is that he's mishayer b'kinyano, just like the chisaron of not being total krisis, and therefore is mekadesh chatzi shivchatz bas chayrin. Her kedushin is a kedushin because he's not mishayer b'kinyano. So according to this, we can say that the Gemara asks on Rava, who says chetzeich mikudashes liena mikudashes. Why don't we say nifshtu b'kedushin b'kula? That's only Rava l'shitas who holds that if you're mekadesh chatzi shivcha chatzi baschor and she's not mekudeshes, even though he wasn't mishayer b'kinyano, because he holds that chatzi isha doesn't work is mitzad that chatzi isha's lav bas kedushin, and because of this the din of pashta should apply, like we said, because it's not a davar shalem. But according to Rav Chizda and Rav Chana, then mekadesh chatzi shivcha chatzi baschor and a kedushin is a kedushin, and it's different from being mekadesh chatzi isha because there he's being mishayer b'kinyano. And here he's not being mishayer b'kinyano because he's mekadesh whatever he's mekadesh. So the chitzaron of chatzi isha is not mitzad that chetzi is not royal lekedushin, but mitzad that he's mishayer b'kinyano. So if so, there's no din of his pashtas, because even the chetzi isha is a davar shalim lekedushin, like we said before just a moment ago about the eved. As long as you're doing a davar shalim in what you're doing in your chetzi, the fact that you're mishayer b'kinyano doesn't make it a non davar shalim. He's doing his davar shalem. When he is mekadesh chatzi shi isha, he's doing his davar shalem. When he's being mekadesh, when according to Rabbi Rachan again, that you're mekadesh chatzi isha chatzi baschor and a kedushin is a kedushin, and it's different being mekadesh chatzi isha, because there when he's mekadesh chatzi isha, there's a shir b'kinyano, but here by chatzi eved chatzi baschor there's no shir b'kinyano. So the chisaron of chatzi isha is not mitzad that the chatzi isn't royal kedushin, because we see by chatzi isha chatzi baschor the chatzi is royal kedushin. The only problem is that he's mishayer b'kinyano. So if so, there's no shaychas here of din is pashtus, because even the chetzi isha is a davar shalom bifnei atzma l'kedushin, because when there's no giron of shir b'kinyano, kedushin are tofes, and the only reason kedushin are not tofes in the chetzi isha is because mishayer b'kinyano. But that doesn't mean that the chetzi is not a davar shalom. We see by chetzi shifcha chetzi baschorin that a chetzi is a davar shalom. So it emerges that the shaila of Rava be'emes are even talking about a lashon of erisin. Like Tosfos said, because Rav is l'shita so that pashta is shayich in kedushin. Why is Rav l'shita so shayich in kedushin? Because it's not a davar shalem. Because he also has a problem be'etzem of chetzi. Chetzi doesn't work be'etzem, and therefore it's not an issue of shir b'kinyano. It's an issue of that it's not a davar shalem. Since it's not a davar shalem, if you'd use a lashon of kedushin, it would be mispashi. But according to the Rambam, who paskin that mekadesh chatzi Shiv chatzi b'aschorin, she is mekudeshes. That means that a chetzi is a davar shalem. And even if he uses a lashon of kedushin, it's not going to be mispashet, because it's only mispashet when it's not a davar shalem. But here it is a davar shalem, because a chetzi isha is be'etzem a davar shalem, like we see by chatzi shivcha chatzi b'aschorin, that the kedushin works. And here, the mitzvah kedushin, the kedushin, even if he uses a lashon of kedushin, it's not going to be mispashet, because it's a davar shalem. Because lahalacha, there's no din of pashta b'kula b'kedushin, because it's a davar shalem. Even this chetzi, like we explained, is a davar shalem mitzad atzmo, and therefore the only problems are the problems that we mentioned earlier in the shir, with is he making two separate chaluyos, and when he says chetzich b'putiyam chetzich b'putiyam lamachar, so he is shir mishayir b'kinyano. So those would be the problems. And you can't solve it with this pashtus, because the chetzi is a davar shalem. Like we find that you can be makadish a chetzi shivcha and chetzi v'aschorim. We should be zocher l'mo'lamach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.